We look back on this week's highlights of high school basketball. Highlights on our family of stations at KNIA KRLS. Knoxville traveled to Clark in another South Central Conference clash on 95.3 KNIA.
Dumped it inside to Acorn, outside to Natalie Collins. Three on the way, splashdown, Natalie Collins. She got it in rhythm and put it in there, and nothing but net. 15-7, Knoxville with the lead. 5:49 remaining in the first half. Here's Duncan. Three on the way, splashdown, an HD three. Hannah Duncan is seven. Goes over to Hannah. Long three by HD. It is in and out and back in. In, off the backboard, around the rim. Hannah Duncan would win a horse contest tonight with that shot. Vega Torres around the Geisa. It's a three. No good. Cooley with the rebound again. This time it's yanked away. And Landon Norris has it. And he'll slam it. And Cooley with the rebound. Goes all the way down to Bo Otto. He'll stop from 10. No good. Rebound put back up by Watson is no good. Rebound by Cooley. He can't get the shot either. And Drake Larson comes out with it. Larson races into the lane. Will scoop and score. Gabe Clark in the game for Knoxville. Lincoln Norris has the ball. Hits it out to Carson Unimark. Carson a three. Splashdown. Carson Unimark. That is his sixth point of the night.
Final of the girls game. Knoxville 67. Clark 39. And the boys, Clark 68. Knoxville 58. On to Pella on Tuesday as the Dutch hosted Washington live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider.
Cross court pass for Kelsey Tauke. Dribble, drive, count it and one. Kelsey Tauke, a strong right-handed move through the contact or drive to the basket.
Sitting in his zone. I don't know if we've noticed that or if that's a little change, but they're sitting in his zone here.
Well, and Tristan Gordon says, let's knock it down.
There we go.
Shoot yourself out of that zone defense. A three-pointer for Tristan Gordon. Pella suddenly up 20-9. And then a real quick steal here for Altman. She'll dish it off, and Gordon gets 5 points in a row in a quick flurry. Pella with numbers. Out to Harmon. Off the dribble and transition for three.
There we go. Nice.
Yes, Maddie Harmon knocks it in from downtown, and a big answer for the Dutch, 31-12. To get this ball over the timeline, Thompson tips it. Gives Pella the extra possession as Harmon weaves through the defense. No. Maggie Thompson, the putback for two.
Nice job. She started that with a nice defensive play, and she was rewarded. And nice offensive rebound and put it back in.
And now Schulte off the dribble for three. And it's lighting it up on the scoreboard are the Dutch from downtown. Three Dutch are three for three tonight from downtown. In the corner, Hugen out to Hartman. Hartman left wing three.
Oh.
In and out, no good. Tyson Barnes, the cleanup crew, gets the bank shot to go. That's six different Dutch, Brian, who are on the board, 19-4.
Nice job by Tyson, just keeping the ball high, Kevin McHale-like.
Dutch up ahead, leading 32-7. McGuire spin move, the finish, coast-to-coast for Jack McGuire.
Final score of the girls' game, Pella 49, Washington 18, and the boys routed the Demons 90-36. Our next stop is Norwalk and Winterset. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA on Monday with Mike Effner.
Five on the shot clock, long pull-up three. It looks like
kicked
out his leg a little bit, but no call, but he makes the three-pointer to Zredek Bourne, and it's 8-4 Norwalk. High post, Sigrist, Korselman, three-pointer.
There we go, right?
Nothing but net, knocked down by Korselman, assist by Sigrist.
Good things happen when you get that ball to the sweet spot, and so far, Warriors are doing just a wonderful job executing that game plan.
Inbounds. There's Pelzer. Open shot is
up
and good. So with 1 second left, Pelzer knocks down the three-pointer. A great end of the quarter for Norwalk.
Absolutely.
They lead at 18-9. Now Redick Bourne attacks from the right wing. Finds Thomas in the corner. He'll put up a left-handed 17-footer.
Right,
it's good. Out of desperation a little bit there, but a nice-looking shot from Thomas. He's got two buckets in a row.
There we go.
Oh, Mason Johnson with his second three now. So every time I look down at the score sheet, Mason Johnson hits a three.
Good cam. Inside out, hit it.
Oh, good job using the high post again. And
yes.
Another three.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Mason Johnson is on fire. Now three three-pointers in the first half, 11 points. And again, no points entering the game.
Spot up, Caleb.
Redick Bourne into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. That
there
one is good by another player, Caleb Foltz. His first three. That's seven for the team. Eight for the team. Norwalk 42, Winterset 23. It's halftime here of the boys' game.
final score of the girls' game, Norwalk 39, Winterset 31, and the boys of Norwalk won 67 to 56. Highlights from this week's action on KNIA KRLS.